Hey, Miles.
Yes.
Hey, Miles. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
That's what I like to hear. Understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Not right this second. I'm just more interested in the price. Like I was telling her, I don't necessarily need your service. I'm very busy.
Okay.
If you guys bring in more traffic to where it allows me to need to, you know, maybe hire a person, then great. If not, then obviously there's no contract, so I don't need to be paying.
Right. Yeah, it's all month to month. Everybody that we work with is coming back on their own each month, so everybody we sign up is under those restrictions or those demands. We could definitely grow you. Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 17 years. So we're just putting you in front of people who are already looking for what you do on Google. As far as cost, it's all month to month again. The price would be set at a flat rate. It's $249 month to month. That's a package deal. So it's not just the first page placement on Google for the 15 keywords or services in the 40-mile radius, but when you get submitted to the first page of Google, you actually end up getting submitted to all Google's trusted directories or companies that it has pre-existing relationships with. So you're on the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. They all reference the Google top local guys for their top recommendations as well. There's also Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, just to name a few of the other directories. But it would complete your online profile, and you can get clients from those other directories, too. So that's why I wanted to point that out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess, what are your metrics? Like, once put on this front page, so to speak, what type of traffic am I expected to see?
Well, so Google doesn't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of clients. Any advertising agency that guarantees you a customer, they're lying to you, you know, in order to get your business. So they try to tell us to stay away from that. But I can tell you things like the Google Analytics results for, like, pressure washing. I could pull that up. Let me go ahead and go here. Okay, All-Star Pressure Washing of Naples. Okay, so All-Star Pressure Washing of Naples got 1,812 impressions in the last 30 days. Impressions are just the amount of people that's seen them on the first page. So, you know, if we're listing you on the first page, that's, you know, 1,812 more people that would have seen you last month just for the pressure washing keyword when they're looking it up. We actually list you for 15 different keywords, so... You know, even if you're only able to get 1% of the clientele that are seeing you on the first page of Google, it should make a pretty dramatic difference for your business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll also build your website, too. It includes a custom website design. So you get a Google domain, and then obviously we'll do all the content creation, graphic design, and then we have hosting as well. We'll have that attached to your listings.
Okay. Obviously, I'm assuming anyway that if I don't continue working with you, then I don't keep the page or anything, right?
No, you do. Yeah, we don't go back and delete it. We just stop doing the optimization, so you won't see yourself on the first page anymore. Obviously, the amount of calls and job opportunities you get will slow down at that time, but... You'll still be able to look up Apex services. You'll stay Google verified. You'll still have all your reviews and your website and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The major benefit
is required to have a page.
The Google business profile? Yes, you have to have a Google business profile in order to be on
the first
page of Google. Oh.
No, I'm saying the website.
Oh, you don't have to have the website, but we're including that at no extra charge to you just because your competitors have it. So if you look at the guys that are up there now, they all have sites.
Mm-hmm.
It usually helps, too, as far as, like, tracking the traffic that we're bringing in for you each month. There's a tracking system, an app that we have, So you'll be able to see like all the clicks, the calls, the leads you're getting, what zip codes they came from, give you a full breakdown. And there's even like recordings of the calls that you receive from that Google business profile, or if they fill out the contact us form on the website. So that way we're able to actually prove to you as the business owner every month we're bringing in job opportunities.
And this would be, you said $250 a month, huh?
It'll be $249 exactly, yes. There's no other charges.
So I would have to do, okay.
How many clients would we have to bring you each month in order for that to make sense?
Three at the bare minimum.
Okay. Yeah, according to Google, 90% of searches start and stop on page one. Sorry, what was that?
And I guess the biggest question for me is more where these clients are potentially going to come from. Like if you place the ad, since I'm in Marco, I would want them mainly within, I don't know, no more than 20 miles for me.
Oh yeah. We customize the campaign. So if I sign you up now, there'll be a client interview and you'll actually hand select the keywords that you're found for. We'll have some recommendations based on the services you provide, but you have final say on that. And then also we customize the area that's geo-targeted as long as it's within 40 miles. If you want to cover more than 40 miles, then we have to do some ads or Google Guarantee campaign. But yeah, 20 miles is super reasonable. The average local listing covers up to 40 miles, so we'd actually be shrinking your service area.
Yeah, the reason I bring this up is because I don't really leave the island itself.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. Every time I do, I basically cut my profit in half because of time and
travel. Yeah.
And expense.
Yeah. We don't want to connect you with people that you don't want to communicate with either. You know, like it would be wasting their time. So it's really important that we're thorough about how you're listed, the services, the area that you're targeting. So we will customize your service area just as we customize your website and the keywords that we place you for.
Okay.
Yeah, the Google business profile will be geo-targeted by your preferences.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20 years experience, so, you know, a lot of business owners that we've go through this process. We know exactly how to set you up and connect you with your ideal prospect.
Okay. All right.
So if it's something you want to give a shot, I got to create the Google business profile, and then we got to start the process of getting you Google verified. So they'll send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. There's a little 5-digit number I'll need on the back of that. That's how you get the red dot on the first page. There's a Google verification form that you have to fill out. Google will ask you to send in your license, insurance, business registration. And then there's going to be a client interview appointment I'll need to schedule so we can customize your campaign. So, what's your last name, Miles?
Let me see. Beacham. B-E-A-C-H-A-M is Michael.
Okay. And it's M-I-L-E-S or M-Y?
M-I.
M-I. Okay. And then what's your business email address? We're going to send you everything in writing as well as invoice receipt and the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay. It's APEX, A-P-E-X.
Mm-hmm.
The number 8. Services.
Services.
At Gmail.
Perfect. You're already a Gmail user. And then is this phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what's the business street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
See, I'll go to P.O. Box
Oh, it can't be a P.O. box. They're already registered as a business on Google with that address, and they have turn-by-turn directions deactivated. But if you do business from home, I could hide your address for you, so that way it'll just have city, state, and zip on your Google business profile and site.
Okay. 398. Copperfield Court.
Copperfield Court. Okay, Marco Island, 34145.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go ahead and hide this for you. And have you established the logo for the business?
Yeah.
Okay. You have pictures of work that you've done in the past? Maybe like some before and after shots that we could use for the website and the Google business profile?
Yeah, I do have some.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text here. This is my direct number and extension. And then I'll send you the email address for you to send in photos when you get a chance. Send in as many as you can. You know, we want to make sure that we have a portfolio for you, so that way people can get a good understanding of what you're capable of. And then, okay, so website, we're going to have to buy the domain. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Probably normal, 9 to 5.
9 to 5? Okay. Monday through Friday? Okay. Saturday and Sunday closed or by appointment only?
That would be by appointment only. I consider it depending on,
I kind of threw that out there just because, you know, it leaves a little green and red icon on there, like open and closed. And so if you do appointment only, it leaves it open for phone calls, and then you can kind of schedule them out or hash it out with them once you got them on the line. But I don't want to stop them from contacting you altogether if it's a job opportunity, you know?
Sure.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes. I do like to put the disclaimer about card, though. I mean, I use QuickBooks, and they're going to charge the
additional fees may apply
to use the card. So.
I got you. Additional fees may apply for convenience of card. Okay. Okay. Business profile is good. So the client interview. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. Miles, we do ask for an hour, though, in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time for us to do a client interview with you?
That's very difficult. I have no idea.
It's all over the phone. It's mostly general knowledge information. They just kind of want to get an idea of how you want the website to look. Like I said, the geo-targeted service area. I've already taken notes of a lot of it, and then they want to go over the keywords, too. So it's mostly just confirming those and the direction that we're going to launch the campaign.
I would say, probably between 9 and 10 a.m.
9 and 10 a.m. Okay. Tomorrow? Obviously, right? Okay. Let me do that.
Sure, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can't do 9 to 10 today. That's why I was, like, correcting myself. I'm like, obviously, no.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a 10 to 11 available at the earliest. We're a Google partner, so we're in California. We're 3 hours behind you. It's only 9:30 here. So the earliest appointment that we have is 7 a.m. our time, 10 a.m. your time.
Sure, that works.
Okay. I'll send you a calendar invitation to the client interview appointment. They're also going to send a automated text message reminder 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm it's still a good time for you and that that works. If anything pops up or changes, just let us know. Also, the line that I texted you is my direct extension, but you could text us on that line too at any time. So if you ever want to make a change or need assistance, you have the option to text or call in directly. Speak with a live representative. We have 24/7 customer service. But I'm only here Monday through Friday. So if you call on the weekends and you hit that extension 544, it'll just forward you to a customer service agent. All right, save. All right, and then that invitation for the client interview is scheduled. All right, and then I'm going to send everything in writing with the service agreement and the receipt here, also your Google verification form. So let me just go ahead and create this. Okay, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Do you think American Express?
Absolutely, yeah. Most business owners use it, either American Express and a lot of MasterCard usually. Okay, and does this say Apex Services on it?
No.
No? Okay. Let me add this to the invoice, though, so you can still write it off.
I'm a frequent flyer miles guy, so I'm not going to.
Miles, the frequent flyer, Miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, buddy. I fly for free.
I hear you. I love that. I'm a big Hawaii guy, though. I usually go the even further west.
I go to Europe.
Nice. I haven't been to Europe since like 2017, 2018. Long time ago. My late 20s. Whereabouts do you usually go?
I've been to Italy 3 times and basically seen the whole country, UK, what else?
Yeah, Italy's probably the most beautiful country. I'll always remember. Oh yeah, France. I don't like Paris. I haven't really seen too much of France. I've heard about like parts of France and southern France. I only went to Paris, and the same trip I went Venice, Florence, and Rome. And Florence was actually my favorite. My wife really enjoyed Florence too. I remember we had dinner at Piazza Michelangelo up there and watched the sun go down. Had some Chianti. It was pretty nice. Yeah, it was definitely a good memory for us. I actually proposed there. All right, so Miles.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Apex Services. Okay, and the billing address is going to be the same as the street address where we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail? Okay. All right, so as you know, American Express is a little bit different. There's going to be 15 digits on the front. If you could read it from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
72005.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0729.
And then, as you know, the American Express are a little different. They have the 4-digit security code on the front.
4036.
Okay, and then just as added protection, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or you don't understand as I'm going through this recording, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, Miles. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with you, okay?
Yep.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Apex 8 Services, LLC.
Thank you. You said it's Apex 8 Services, LLC? I have just Apex Services here.
The legal business name is Apex, the number 8 Services, LLC.
Okay, and that's how you want it to appear on your Google Business profile and on the first page?
No.
No? Okay. That's what I'm trying to confirm.
I can't use just Apex services because there's many other business names with Apex in it, so I had to, you know,
add
a little bit.
Okay. Well, this is why we do this verification. So do you want it to appear as Apex 8 services?
No, just Apex services is fine.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Miles Beecham, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Apex 8 Services LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just gave me?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Miles, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
All right. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 20th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for a platinum package bundle. We've included a custom website designed for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to renew each month on the 20th day, but it's going to remain in that discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. Since you're not binded to a contract, there are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, please let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. Then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any kind of a Facebook business profile right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you running ads through it?
No.
Okay. Because part of this new business promotion is I can include up to $100 worth of ads in your pricing structure on Facebook. It's just a promotion to help kind of drive traffic and leads from that. We've recently became a Meta partner. So do you want to capitalize on that? It's no extra charge to you.
Sorry. Here. I might be going through a difficult area. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I was just saying, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello?
Hello?
Miles, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
There you go.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I was just saying, like, there's a... Can you hear me? It's a big delay in the line.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. So there is a promotion for Facebook that we could run where we could allot up to $100 towards your Facebook ads. It's no extra charge to you. It would just be a part of the service. Do you want to capitalize on that?
Sure, as long as there's no charge and it doesn't charge me afterwards.
Well, yeah. So they normally charge $249 for this the discounted pricing structure, like the new in business credit, but they're saying that we could allot $100 of that budget into Facebook ads if you already have an existing Facebook profile, and that'll just be another place we could supplement leads. So it's not going to change your pricing structure of $249, but it'll show on your invoice so you could still write it off as a business expense, you know, Facebook ads, $100. Do you want to do that?
So of the $249 I'm paying today, portion of that is going towards that?
Yeah, we can allot it to Facebook ads. It's a promotion. So Google normally charges $249, but they say, hey, if the customer already has a Facebook profile and they want to run Facebook ads, we'll allot a $100 budget to it. They're not going to be charging your cards $100. They're going to be charging our company the $100, but we put it in your service agreement in writing so that way you could still be entitled to the write-off because your business still technically capitalizes on Facebook ads when we do it that way. Does So, and it's just another place where we could supplement leads. And there's professionals that are running it for you.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Okay, sure. That's fine.
Yeah, it's not going to change your bill. It's just, and then they'll ask you for access to that to be able to run the ads and drive those leads in. The idea for us is we want to get as many leads and job opportunities as we can for you each month. So that way you continue to use the service as like a long-term solution. So I like having that extra avenue. Even if it only brings in one or two new clients a month, it's worth having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and process it this way with the Facebook ads. All right. I'm going to process your payment. When this clears, Miles, you're going to immediately start receiving some messages. So you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing. You'll get a username and password for your tracking system. And then you'll also get a form for Google verification. Apex Services only needs to be Google verified once. Once it's verified, you'll never have to go through that process again, even if you leave our services later. So people will still be able to look you up, write your reviews, see your reviews and everything. But it's really important that we get that done. That's probably one of the most valuable parts of signing up with us today.
Okay.
All right, so hang tight with me here. I know you're going through a rough area, so it might take a second for these messages to come through, but I just want to make sure you got everything, and then I'll let you get back to your day until we do the client interview tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, I'm already starting to receive a couple here.
Okay. Yeah, they're automated, and they always get sent to your email and text.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I know it has our phone number in there. It says we're available Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Those are just my hours. You could call me directly at the extension 544, or if you hit extension 1, we have 24/7 customer service available to you. So don't hesitate to reach out. We want to make sure everything's going smoothly and we get you up and running as fast as possible.
Great.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Drive safe and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
All right. Thanks, sir.
All right. Also, hey, the terms is in there. I sent you everything in writing. Just for your own peace of mind too. So when you get a chance, if you could go through that and then obviously sign off on it when you're ready.
Okay.
All right, Miles. All right, you have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 10.
Thanks. You.
All right. Bye. Process is business profile for Kimberly. Yeah. And send the PV to the address on file.